Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, so let's see what we got here, y'all. Let's get into something risque and controversial, y'all. If y'all are ready for it. Martin. So, you got a Jew trying to replace an important white man with a woman of color. What could go wrong, Martin? YouTube is there. Ask us.
We got about
1,000 comments to tell you what's fucking wrong with that.
Is that why YouTube is upset?
Yeah, YouTube. Well, it ain't us. It's people on YouTube. Mm. Not very happy right now with a certain program and a certain person that put on this program. So people, the Jew in question that we're talking about here is Seth Rogen. I knew it. Damn, that's one Jew that just can't sit down and shut up.
He's always stirring the pot.
Always stirring trouble, man. Come, he can't be like one of them good ones. Always running his mouth, always making things that get people riled up, either offended or get people just, you know, upset because of, it's not us. That's his racism.
Sure. Why does he have to push his Jewiness on the rest of us?
Why you got to be so chewy, ooey, Jewy over there, man? And the white guy in question is Santa Claus. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Not Santa.
Not Santa.
No, after Elvis died, Santa ascended to the top.
Santa, boy. Santa Claus and people. Wait a minute. Santa Claus voiced by that Jew over there? Seth Rogen?
Ooh.
Some people like, why are you so mad? Santa Claus ain't even real.
Thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Boy, I just missed my part.
You sure
I think I cut off the part I was supposed to have.
You did. I was like,
oh, Jesus.
I was like, what did you just do?
Oh, what did I do? Boy, I cut off the part that,
you know,
I wanted.
Like, it's all right, man.
Yeah.
That's afterwards.
Well, that works too. Hey, it's all right, man. I was like, what the fuck? I want it. It's real to me, Dad.
I think you missed your cue.
Your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.
Martin's like looking at his kid at school. He's like, you throw the mouth in the parts with him. That was me rushing the day. Missed my part over there.
Because of Carlos
fucking up. You know, that wasn't my fault, man.
No, of course not. You would have had it together.
Yeah. Some Puerto Ricans that came and messed me up. Well, I like
the
dude.
The Sharks.
Look at this dude. He's like, God damn.
Yeah. Wait, are you for
that
real?
That guy's like, is this real? He's like, no, nah, man, you're part of the Sharks. Man, the wrestlers put you up here.
Right? Another plant. I'm not falling for this again.
No. No, wrestling. I know wrestling ain't real now. Put your dumb ass up here.
What'd you do to your bodies?
Oh, people, this is one of the greatest clips out there. This man, if y'all haven't seen this before, this is an old clip from E-Bomb's World. That man was upset.
Mm-hmm.
People talking about wrestling is fake. Martin, he talking to you. Martin, Martin's main one, like, man, wrestling, I hate wrestling. Fuck wrestling. Look what you did to this man over here, Martin.
For all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.
Take it easy, man.
I love it.
Take it easy, man.
That's like Elvis out there. Take it easy, man. But man, that's how these Twitter commenters and the internet was today. Mad as fuck, crying about some of the shit that Seth Rogen saying. They're like, man, why you gotta always mess with the white man? He's like, man, don't we have it hard enough? I mean, Jesus, man, give us a break.
Mm.
Looking like him. Why, man, why are you always messing with us, man? God damn it, leave us alone.
Not Santa.
Yeah, man.
He's an icon.
Santa. He's replacing Santa, who's voiced by a Jew, and replacing him with a woman of color. Man, who's the woman of color? It's a little purple elf named Candy.
Candy.
Voiced by Sarah Silverman, man.
Another Jew.
Another Jew out there.
They're taking over.
How can y'all, how can the Holocaust be real and y'all still taking over so much shit? Boy, they had these people mad today.
These people. Are they people? Do they really count as people?
Martin, they comment enough. Some, hey, let me put it this way. Some person is putting comments out there. Man. Thing is, Martin, and listen to me now.
All right.
Maybe these people have a point. More like, wait, hey, no, hold on. No, now listen to me.
Okay. I hear you out.
Because the thing that they're mad about is this holiday cartoon from Seth Rogen called Santa Inc.
Right.
And the thing is, this is not just any holiday cartoon special out there. Nah, this is not for the kids. This is too raunchy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is.
This is nasty, Martin. You know, Seth Rogen making one of them adult cartoons again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the thing is, this is so nasty, Martin. It's so raunchy. Maybe it's not what Seth Rogen said. Maybe it's the way he said it.
Oh.
You know, maybe he just put it in a nasty way that offended people.
Okay.
You know, I like
you mean making it stop motion animation?
Yeah, but just making it nasty. Just making it dirty. Mm-hmm. Just making it raunchy out there. You know, not everybody want to hear that shit.
That's true.
If you just come out and be nice and clean and adult about it, maybe you can prove your point. Maybe you can talk to people.
I think you're right.
So that's all I'm saying, man. You know, I like to listen to all sides before it's all done. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. This is on HBO Max. And this is sort of a spoof parody of all the stop motion holiday specials.
The Rankin Bass specials.
The Rankin Bass stuff. Except the twist here is that what if we took all something like Rudolph and made it nasty?
Sure.
And made him say the F word a lot.
Made it raunchy and offensive.
There you go.
And just cussed every other word.
Made it ironic in a way.
And spoke of all the modern issues everyone's dealing with.
And you know what? That just might be good satire. Or maybe the racists have a point. Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer right here for Santa Inc., Martin. And we'll be back with our review.
When you're a kid, there's only one day a year more special than any other day. And that day is Christmas. And we are the magic behind that day. So let's get these fucking kids some fucking presents.
Fuck yeah! Ooh, Martin. Ooh, they so edgy.
So edgy.
Ooh.
May I present the hardest working man in snowbiz? Good golly, he's jolly. Our own Santa Claus.
I got to stop it right here because they show a pair of elf titties here.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. And Twitch don't like...
Not even clay elf titties.
Even when you have like fake clay elf titties. When you got claymation titties. Hey, Mr. Twitch said it's still titties.
Wow.
And you know, these kids, Mark.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skip the titties and just get back to the F-bombs.
Sir, more American kids believe in you than they do in vaccines or the Holocaust.
That's great. I mean, disheartening for America, but great for us.
I'm here from the North Pole Times. Have you decided who will succeed you as Santa Claus?
Subtext, Santa's old and knocking on death's door. Fuck you.
Good question. I'll give it some serious thought. Ha ha ho ho ho. Bye.
There have been many Santa Clauses throughout history. Some were loved, others loathed.
But the position of Santa has mostly been a white man's game.
Exactly, it's fucking crazy. Things have gotta change.
My advice to you is, whoa, if I die, get rid of my porn!
Oh, Martin. How you like that cracking edge comedy right there?
Yeah, man, with such stellar comedic writing like that, who could get mad? Who could have a problem with that?
I want to be the next Santa.
If this is your dream, you have to at least make your case, bitch.
You gotta get intimate with that jolly bitch, bitch.
I know you're right, but do you really have to call me bitch every time you say something?
Yes, bitch, because it's empowering to call you bitch, bitch.
Let's go.
That little snippet, it's kind of funny. It's too bad it stretched out for 10 minutes of him doing that.
Yeah. It could have been called Santa Inc. I don't know when to fucking quit.
Over what we know, Santa and the board are all male and all white. They play golf, drink, smoke cigars, say things like, don't ever marry your mistress.
Just so you know, the women of the North Pole make fun of one of your dicks. Have fun wondering whose it is. What I need to learn is how to bro out with these guys. You know, shoot the shit, do shots, shoot shots of shit.
She has ideas, but can she really be the face of Christmas?
I'll be named successor, die trying.
Merry Christmas, and to all a kick-ass night!
Piss, titties, and Miss Santa on a pole, boy.
Oh, I guess I didn't get that far. I think that was coming up next.
Oh, well, Martin, that's when it all turns around.
Sure.
Miss Claus on a pole? Well, Martin, you missed all the subtext of everything before.
Was it striped like a candy cane?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody had a dick that looked like a candy cane in this, where they were going on. But hey, it could be awesome. You know what? We'll tell you what the controversy is about a little bit more and how we feel about this. People are like, what the fuck you got to say? We already know. No, you don't. We might be messing with y'all. We might be messing with y'all.
We might not be as predictable as this movie.
Oh, at least not as predictable as this shit that was. Yeah, people. You know. Hold on. You don't know what's like you think you do.
Oh, yeah. Just wait. Just wait a minute.
I'll tell you this much. If you're watching nasty stuff like Santa Inc., then you're probably watching a bunch of other nasty things, and you don't want people to see your browsing history. You don't want people to know what you're doing. So that is why I want to thank. That is why I want to thank ExpressVPN for sponsoring this portion of the show. And y'all know, y'all, look, if you're watching this right here, then you need me to talk to you about this right now. ExpressVPN, look, it's what is it? It's simple, okay? It's an app for your computer or your smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. What it basically means is it's not keeping track of all the stuff that you're looking at. Because I don't care if you're using, what's that mode?
Incognito.
Incognito. You ain't never going incognito. You ain't incognito, incognigro, anything like that. They see everything you're doing, all right? And you don't have, look, you don't have to be nasty about it. I mean, it's all your information. Mm. I'm not just talking about you going places that you're shame for people to see. No, I'm talking, you don't want any of your information being seen by somebody. Why? Because you have some of these big companies out there
who just love your data.
They just love your data, man. You know, you have all these big companies, these companies that track the people that you message, mm-hmm. the places that you go, the stuff that you buy, all of your history can be taken and it can be sold to a bunch of big people out there, man.
Yep. Ever talk to somebody and then suddenly there's an ad for it on your browser? That's not a coincidence.
Tech giants are listening anytime they can to get your information. It's your information and they're taking it. How about that? Listen, y'all, if this was outside the internet, they'd be taking your property, your mail, your material things and selling it. Mm. That's called theft. But here, they can do it and profit off of something that you get no money for. Well, now you can stop that by using a VPN. And ExpressVPN is one of the best ones out there. I can tell you from my personal experience that ExpressVPN is one of the best ways. It is the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. You just download the app, tap one button on your device, and boom, you are protected. And I'm going to show you something. I got it here on my phone. There it is. I am connected right now. And definitely feel way more secure having that. up and going. And that's the thing about it, too. Once you have it on, you don't have to think about it. Nice. It's always on the background. You have to go through a lot of complications or anything to cut it on. Automatically comes on whenever you cut on your laptop or your smartphone or whatever you're using. So I would try, look, you're going to need a VPN anyway. So try a VPN, but I highly recommend that you try one of the best out there, the best, which is ExpressVPN. It's been rated the number one VPN service by Business Insider and The Verge. So stop having your personal data and ISPs pimped and pimped out to other tech giants out there who are making money with it. Protect yourself and your activity and all your information. I'm going to help you out with that. If you go and visit expressvpn.com/toasted, you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. And it doesn't cost that much for the year package right there. Really, it doesn't cost a whole lot to protect the information. That's already priceless. So once again, visit expressvpn.com/toasted and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. And let me just spell that out for you. expressvpn.com/toasted and toasted is TOASTED. Listen to me, people. I'm trying to help you. Trust me. Trust me. I'm very paranoid about my stuff. My phone is listening to me all the time.
Of course.
That's stuff I talk about for these ads, and they just pop up.
Did you mean like this? Yeah, get the hell away from me.
Talking about things that don't even make no sense. I was talking about a peach drink one day, and that just popped up trying to sell it to me from every webpage I went to. So, yeah, y'all. Anyway, I want to thank ExpressVPN for supporting this portion of the show, and, of course, all of you out there for your support. All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yes, y'all. Listen, this controversy that's going on with this, where you have these racists, and I'll show you an article. Actually, I got the article over here because for some reason, this has been a thing for yesterday and today and pretty much all weekend here.
That made no goddamn sense.
It don't make no goddamn sense. Let me see here. I'll just type it in right here. Oh, there you go. YouTube Christmas special, flooded with comments. Anti-Semites, Holocaust deniers, flood comments on trailer for Seth Rogen's Christmas movie.
Gee, just on the trailer, huh?
Just on the trailer, yeah, before it came out. And they went on, even went to the credits and put a star by all the Jews that worked on here.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they went deep with this, man. And it's stupid, y'all. It's stupid. It's stupid that these races have so much more to get upset with other than this whole Santa thing. People, this thing is bad, and I'd be more offended by the jokes than I would by the jabs at white man in this.
Yeah, exactly. You spend all that energy getting mad that there's Jewish people talking about white man just looking at the trailer when you can watch the actual show and have plenty to be upset about just by how poorly it's written. This thing sucked.
Man, y'all sitting up here being mad just because they mentioned white man? Believe me, if you care anything about comedy,
yeah,
you watch this, you will be more offended by anything they said about white man on this show.
I don't care about that.
The only thing you should be offended about white man on this show is that there's a white man in it. Yes, I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Because they got black people in here. I'm like, brother, why are you in this?
Well, you know, he takes off pretty early.
they got a black man in here who's not even real. Little stop motion black dude.
Right.
And I'm like, Negro, why are you doing this? Why? There wasn't no Nickelodeon show you could be in or some cartoon, so not some Adult Swim thing you could do. Why are you doing this? People, I'm telling y'all, this is the dumbest controversy I've ever seen. Before y'all start complaining about this trailer, fuck you. I watched all 8 episodes.
It's 8 episodes?
This thing don't need to be no series.
No, it doesn't. That's the thing watching. I was like, you know what? Sausage Party got away with it because it was a movie. Had it gone on longer, it might have been like, I'm not digging this so much. And this, episode after episode.
How many did you get through?
I got through 3.5.
Man, I told you not to go back in there.
I know you did. You did. Because I initially, before you even said we were going to talk about this, Friday night, I turned it on. I was like, you know what? There's a new thing I read about it. Let me watch this. And I think I got 12 minutes into that 24 minutes, and I was like, nope. This is terrible.
People, let me tell you something. Before y'all look at me and say, man, why you got Martin watching all this bad stuff? He told me. Episode one, I said, don't you do this.
You did. I said, is it pick up? You said no. And I just thought, you know what? I don't want to come in here completely uninformed. Let me watch a little bit. I started watching the second one. And then my wife, she goes, wow, you liking this? I'm like, not really. No, not at all. She said, well, I'll have solidarity. I'll watch some of it with you. And so for the next two episodes, we sat there with her just looking at me. And I was like, yeah, I told you. And she's like, why? And I was like, I know.
I'm going to tell you something. Both of y'all, I would love to have some pity, but you brought that shit on yourself.
Brought it on ourselves.
I told you.
The third episode, I thought, well, maybe. Then I started watching the fourth one. And then I realized, this shit, not only is it bad and repeating the same jokes and just saying fuck because it doesn't know have a punchline, but it's on a treadmill. It's just kind of going in circles. It's not even moving. And it was one of these things where I figured, okay, I don't have enough time. Oh, wait, Corey's changed the time of the show to 5:45. And if he's changed the time to 5:45, that probably means we won't actually start till 6:30. So I was going to go ahead and just watch the rest. I was like, I'll be late because he won't be ready. But 10 minutes into that fourth one, I was like, I can't do it. I can't do no more. People, I got to tap out.
Let me tell you something. And I tried. I'm trying to be fair with this. I'm trying to come in and just not rail on something because I always try to find something positive to say about things. And I do have some things that are positive to say. Not much, though. And I'm going to tell you why, man. You know, people, I'm going to do an impression of this for you. I'm going to sum this
Curtis up for you. Curtis, kids here.
Oh, fucking kids. You know what?
that's the movie.
The kids out here. I'm going to sum. You saw the trailer, so let me sum up all 8 episodes of what you see in this series right here, Santa Inc.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's up, motherfuckers? Fuck you! My dick! I'm gonna fuck something! Fuck off! Titties! Piss! Ass! Nudity! Motherfucker, yeah! Now, did I annoy you? Then you stay away from this shit. If you're loving it, then you got 6 hours of something and some change to watch with this. Because that's all this is right here.
It really is. It is the height of being crass or just thinking like, hey, if we say something offensive, that's funny. And like, man, it is like comedians, the longer they've been in the game, the more they're like, I'm done with being funny. I just want to shock.
Yeah, people, I say it's not funny. I say I'm funny, but of course that depends on taste. You know, if you think dropping F-bombs is edgy on its own. Because I know y'all thinking, who the hell are y'all to sit up here and talk about raunchy humor? You know, every other episode, we can't even keep count of how many F-bombs you drop. Y'all always bringing up dicks. Y'all always being nasty. Y'all always sitting up here being crass and offensive to people. So what kind of hypocrites are you to come in and tell Santa Inc. what they should do? Ain't nobody telling them shit that they should do. But I like to think that when we do this, it's just there to, and listen, it's all opinion, right? It's all perception. I like to think we're just using these things to maybe pepper language a little bit. I like to think that when we are telling crass stories, we are being nasty, there's something behind it. Like a story.
A story.
Like maybe something clever that's going to follow up. Maybe, I mean, it ain't even got to be a good punchline. Just a punchline.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a punchline. I just want a punchline. Yeah, you set something up and just finish it off with a punchline.
Without the line, I'm just getting punched.
I don't need an F-bomb. I don't need you to say bitch 8 times.
But you know, it depends on who you are, right? I mean, if you find that funny, if you think that that is cool, then yeah. You know, if you don't mind sex being brought up just for the sake of being shocking, then yes, you might find this completely 100% hilarious. Or another way of putting it, if you're 12 years old, you might think that this is, oh my God, this is edgy. Because, you know, you just start cursing around your friends, or you're not allowed to say naughty words around the adults. If that is you, then fine. Knock yourself out, man. But, and I like that stuff too. But when it's far, when it's part of something clever, not when it's literally for fuck's sake. You know?
It really is.
It really is. It... People, this thing is, I wanted to be behind this so bad because last time Seth Rogen did this, I thought it was hilarious because he did an animated movie where it was nothing but raunchiness going on. And I thought it was funny.
Oh, yes. I'm the first to enter eternity.
Oh, potato. Way to go, buddy.
The pipes are coming. Oh, Jesus, fuck! Oh, gummy skin!
You know, there was some, actually, I think, some good writing. There was a message behind all
sure,
of this.
Sure.
And it did feel like a parody of Pixar movies, mm-hmm. or family films. And, you know, for some reason, he had it right with that. Now, I don't know how much weed he's been smoking and just and how much money people are giving him, just because he's at that point now where it's just kind of like, I got power.
Yeah.
I can take a project from somebody else, or I can write something and step in the room, and I already got an audience to get it done.
Sure.
It seems like Seth Rogen has reached that point where he is so successful with what he can do that he ain't trying no more, at least not with this.
Well, I don't know that there was not so much... like not trying. It felt to me like you had a handful of writers in the room and they got on this jag of what's the most offensive we can, not just offensive thing we can say, but the most offensive we can make each and every one of these characters, where they were just riffing back and forth, cracking each other up. And you know, there's no editor. There's nobody going like, well, guys, we should probably, you know, have this mean something.
Well,
I
think what happened here is that they, for one, this does not need to be a series.
No.
So when this is 8 episodes, and granted, they're 24 minutes long a piece, but when this is 8 episodes long, they really are stretching this out. You know, Sausage Party was a movie.
Yeah.
So you're keeping things fairly tight, and it was not that long of a movie. So you're keeping things tight. Really? This would have worked as, if you really want to do a parody, because what they're doing is they want to come in, and the whole thing is... they really are too much into the gimmick. Whereas, like, we're going to take the Rankin Bass specials like Rudolph. And, hey, what if we just added cursing and sex? It seems like they didn't get beyond the gimmick after that. You know, they didn't go beyond, like, let's actually write some clever jokes behind these things. Let's actually do proper satire. Most of it is them just yelling F words and being nasty. And they seem to think that that was enough. But I think that the reason why, because if they really, really, really wanted to come in and do a proper satire, they would have made it as short. This could have been a 20-minute short, just like Rudolph or any of these other Rankin Bass shows.
I would give them an hour, maybe even an hour and a half.
Like a movie.
Yeah. Really an hour, though.
Yeah. You know, I think they could have cut it shorter. I think you could do 30 minutes and make a proper satire. Make it, you know, make it sort of like the format of those children's shows, but then have the point delivered much quicker. Because if you get to episode, because I saw all of it, if you get to like episode, by the time you get to episode 6, there's a turnaround in there. Not much, but there's a turnaround that really delivers what's going on here.
Okay.
The characters become, believe it or not, they become a little more complex. The message that they've been trying to do, and I'm not going to say what it is in case you want to go see this or watch this on HBO Max. The message that they're doing hits a little harder.
Okay.
Which is a true meaning of Christmas type things. And I'm sitting here watching. It's like, it took you 5 fucking episodes to get to this.
Mm.
We could have done this 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, I don't know that I could get that far. Because as far as I am, it's like, okay, everything is, let's skewer white man and bro culture over... and over and over. And it's like, I got it.
Well, before they even do that, it's like these jokes, again, since you got so much time to play with, these jokes And some of them I think could work well if they just shorten them a little bit. But these jokes seem to be extended. They are stretched out just so we would have room to put in fucks.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, it is. It's almost like there's a minister of fucks working on staff, and it's his job to come in and punch up the scripts by adding them in.
They stretch it out just so that they can pepper their jokes, because they feel like saying F-bombs, MF-bombs, sex jokes in here, they think that makes it funny, and it does not. If you don't have a proper joke set up and all you are relying on are curse words, then that gets old. And that gets really old for 8 episodes, whether it be 20 minutes or an hour. And and they already start out with jokes that are thin anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's better just get it and get out. And give you an example of how some of these jokes work, man. They start out with some things that could actually lead to pretty cool storylines or plot lines. There's something here, the mystery of why Santa's selling his hair. Why is he selling his beard? Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, you know, I'll bite. Why is he doing that? But a character comes in and tells one of the PR people, hey, you want to know why Santa is selling his beard? I do, but before you tell me, can you toss my salad? It's like, why we got to do this shit? Yeah. I would even go with the tossing salad. Even though what tossing salad is, ask Chris Rock or go look on Reddit or something. But I was like, man, I don't even mind tossing some salad and y'all gonna take that sound clip. I don't mind tossing some salad. but I don't even mind the joke being that if it lent to something.
I know.
But they are just saying it because tossing salad is funny.
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking child? It's funny how you making this for adults and you're acting like a bunch of fifth graders. God damn you. You know, they just keep trying to push the edginess, the reindeer on meth. That's why they fly so fast.
I know. Yeah, that big reveal. And then I was like, huh. So you just kind of dropped that.
Yeah.
It was just a joke because... It was a thing that was like, oh, it's the dark side. And it's funny because it's offensive. You never think about that. And we're done.
Yeah, people. And it just goes on. Things are just dark or sexual or raunchy just for the sake of it. For nothing else. Candy's mom is a hoe who runs around naked. There's a lot of piss jokes. Grandpa's a sex addict. The head of chocolate is a sex addict who's fucking gummy mermaids. You have another guy that does blow and then goes off and pisses on the public. You got a dude who's having sex with an angel ornament. You know, these things, it's all for the shock value. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's fucking an angel. Okay. What else you got behind that? Nothing. Get the hell out of my face. And it's too bad because, like I said, this has promise near the end. There's a moment where this whole thing and here's the thing about all these guys talking about, oh, you just against the white man, Seth Rogen. You motherfuckers, and I don't blame you. I'm not saying go watch. But I'm just saying, don't think I would. Even to a racist, I wouldn't do this too. But if you went further enough, you would see that the main character who's trying to set up Santa is not the kind of person you think it is. It's like they're actually kind of wrong. You know, and a lot of these characters are flawed. You know, so it's not... It's not just totally like white man bad, everybody else, people of color is good. It's not saying that at all. The person who's going against Santa, Santa's got the right idea. The person who's trying to set him up is actually wrong.
Oh.
And they make a point of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Santa's not all, you know, he's not a, but no one in here is a good character.
No.
You know, Santa's an asshole too, but he's not the only one. Everybody is.
Well, that's the thing. When everybody's an asshole, then there's nothing to compare him to. After a while, you're like, okay, so this is just a whole series full of nothing but assholes across the board.
Yeah. And all you fucking... I love it the way... I'm going to talk to all you racists on the real, man. I'm not saying this to come against you. I don't like you because you're a fucking racist. No one likes you except for the racist. But the thing is, you know, you call everybody snowflakes. You call everybody sensitive. But you motherfuckers saw a trailer. You saw a trailer and lost your shit. And you know what you're talking about online? And believe me, I ain't trying to back Seth Rogen up on this at all because I'm not crazy about this. You know that. You hear me right now. But y'all talking about Seth Rogen has a meltdown on social media because no one likes his trailer. Thing is, Seth Rogen got you motherfuckers exactly where he wanted. He got you mad. He got you tweeting. He got you commenting. When he does that, you fell into whatever it is he was doing because he knows like he's gonna fucking fool you with 3 episodes, 4 episodes, and the 5th episode, you're gonna make you look stupid for even raising hell about it. So guess what? You fell into for all you fucking people mad at Jews out there. Y'all fell into his oven right there. Oh, wow. Y'all are fucking stupid, man. You're being oversensitive about it. You know, if you had watched, you'd realize it's not going where you think it is. But believe me, I wouldn't even do that to y'all.
So I need to skip to the 5th episode?
Or? No, you skip this shit is what you need to do. Okay. I mean, he's putting things out there to trigger you. And I ain't saying it's all even funny, man, because it's all kind of obvious. It's like, man, if this stuff was in a better, clever context, it would be a lot smarter. But he's putting things out there, and the thing is, it's getting you and I upset.
Right.
You're upset because you think it's about you. I'm upset because the message could have been much better, but it's just kind of obvious and lame.
Cookie, I just saw you dozing off. Can I do anything to help?
Well, you could give me what most industrialized nations provide, health insurance with maternity leave.
It sickens my heart that we don't provide that. But what can you do?
Revise the system? Prioritize empathy and compassion?
You and me both.
You know, y'all need to stop, man.
Yeah, can you stop beating me in the head with that?
It's like, this is doing nobody any good. It's not worth me going like, yeah, get him, Seth Rogen. And it's not worth you talking about, fuck you, Seth Rogen. It ain't worth nobody's time.
No.
This shit is obvious as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
ain't nothing really clever about it. The only thing that's cool about it is that there was not one person saying fuck in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah, that is one of the rare moments when that doesn't happen.
It's a rare moment. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. You're right. And it's funny because that character is pretty much detestable up until that point. So when she's saying all that, you're like, I ain't rooting for you.
Yeah. If this had probably been in a better show, it probably would have meant something. But nah, man. So, yeah, y'all got played out there. Shit, I got played. I watched this. I watched all 8 episodes. And it went nowhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, If you want an example of something that is raunchy, but the raunchiness it works because it's not the main point, go watch Sausage Party, like I just mentioned. Or if you want to watch something episodic where they actually have a point each episode, watch this.
Look, you're the guy that wanted an epic adventure. I'm the guy with only one hover chair.
And things are pretty much the same.
Rick and Morty. It's doing the same thing that this is trying to do, but it's not doing it as much. And there are really, really, really very, very, very clever ideas behind it.
It's really good at walking you into things.
Yeah. Every sex joke, every raunchy joke, every bleeped out F-bomb, it's accompanied by something. It's there to back up something else.
It's there to back up something else. And even a lot of times it happens, it's said and they move on. And then you're kind of catching it, like you're already moving with them. You're like, oh wait, I saw what they just did there.
Yeah.
But whereas this Santa Inc. is doing it and going, huh, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Aren't we cool?
Yeah. Reindeer on meth.
Yeah, exactly.
You see that?
You know what? You nailed it, man. You nailed it. They think because they got an idea, the idea just gets by on its own. You need to quit smoking all that goddamn weed. What you need to do, you need to quit smoking and start getting your shit together, man, because this is what you're going to put out from now on. I'm done.
Yeah.
And I got Seth Rogen's back. I think Seth Rogen's a really funny guy. I loved a lot of his movies, man. I love the movies that people don't like. But you got to get your shit together on this one. Take your ass to rehab or something if you need to, but don't you put no shit out like this no more.
Well, it's too bad that the races are going off because the controversy suddenly eclipsed the actual thing. People may go back and forth over the controversy or like it in spite of that without actually watching it and seeing and acknowledging like, wow, this is really, really bad.
We have too many examples out there, y'all. You can watch a shitload of things on Adult Swim where this is better than this. You can watch South Park.
South Park,
it's better than this.
They were the original guys who knew how to be offensive but have a clever point to it.
Yeah.
So, that made it gave it a balance.
Yeah.
There's no balance here.
No. It's just them getting by, giggling at all the curse words they say, and I'm tired of it. So, yeah, it's some bullshit for me, man. I don't know how it is for you.
Oh, I like I said, I could not even finish it.
But what you saw.
What I saw was, yeah, it was some bullshit. It was bullshit from the first episode and bullshit from the fourth.
Yeah, straight up bullshit, like,
yeah, there was just a point where I was just like, I cannot watch more of this.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody put it out there. Watch Moral Oral.
Oh, yeah.
Moral Oral is trying, it's the same thing. Moral Oral is doing what this does better. So much better than what they're doing here, man.
Well, even when you watch Robot Chicken, it's like the show's 15 minutes long, and the clips are even shorter.
They
make their joke, and then boom, they move on.
This could have been a 1 minute segment on Moral. I mean, on adult. On God damn it, Robot Chicken. Shit, Seth Rogen got me so mad I can't talk. Yeah, Moral Oral. If you haven't seen it, it's on Adult Swim, and it's actually pretty good, man.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing that that this is trying to do, you know, messing with religion and social mores and, you know, what's accepted and all the bullshit behind it.
Come on!
Hi, Clay.
What is it, a holiday, Dolly?
Easter good enough for you?
Oh, right.
Missed you the last few days.
Yeah. Took the kid on a hunting trip.
Oral? He didn't kill anything, did he?
Look, everything went like clockwork. We were father and son, got some fresh air, things died, came home, get off my back.
That father's pathetic, isn't it?
No. They always make fathers pathetic.
They do. Anyway, there you go, y'all. There you go. But hey, you know what? Maybe it's all opinion, y'all. So maybe if it's something
hey, maybe it's your missing, thing.
If it is, I ain't trying to shame nobody for what they like. So if you like it, you let me know.
So I can block you.
Before I cuss your ass up. You know what? I'll tell you 100%. I'm 100% behind leave the white man alone. If you're going to do him like this.
Right.
Leave the white man alone, leave the white woman, leave everybody alone if you're going to do him like this. Shit, at least we got that in common. Who said we can't come together, man?
Sure.
Boy, Seth Rogen, you made a Christmas miracle. You brought all of us together, man.
Jets and the Sharks.